Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Percy is with us this morning from Destination Niagara USA. He's the president of the organization. And John, we appreciate the time this morning. We wanted to get your reaction, and maybe it's changed even too over the past 24 hours, to the U.S. easing restrictions on non-essential travel by Canadians starting next month.
Well, it's welcome news and great news for this whole entire region. You know, since, you know, the Canadian border, the people that live just north of us are true neighbors and friends. It's like a neighborhood of Western New York, not an international border. So it's truly, you know, that neighborhood has been shut down and shut off from our own community. And so it is welcome news, and especially from our retailers in Niagara County. Pre-COVID, we did about $59 million in goods and services just from Visa cards alone. We get this research called Visa View and gives us a glimpse of international spend on Visa cards. And so that we have, we don't have other research to compile the entire spend, but you can assume that just $59 million on Visa cards, it's well over $100 million in Niagara County alone. That, again, is pre-COVID. So our retailers are certainly doing a happy dance and going to have open arms and welcoming those visitors back.
So there's still the question as to how willing Canadians will be able to be to come back. And we don't know, you know, what's going to change between now and the early part of November when this rule changes. But as of right now, you know, Canadians still need to get a negative COVID test to go back into their home country. So, you know, these shopping trips, these short trips seem like they'd be a little less likely to happen than if it was as easy as simply showing your vaccination card on both sides of the border. What are some of the things you're looking out for? What are you expecting when this change happens?
Well, that's just it. I don't think it's going to be immediate floodgates of you know, people traveling. Even Americans last year, you know, when travel eased up a little bit in that mid-summer period last year from everybody being truly shut down for, you know, 12 to, you know, 15 weeks, it took some time for people's psyche to get back to normal, how quick we go into a mode of shutdown and slower to come out of that. And the same thing could be with that audience, that they too are going to be apprehensive, not knowing all the restrictions or the parameters in which to travel or in which to cross the border. And like you said, is it a negative test before they go back? And if that's the case, you know, you can buy one at the border that takes 20 minutes to a half hour. But those costs were upwards of $200, $225. And that's, you know, that does not insurance at your own cash outlay and your own expense. And so I think it's, you know, there all of that could certainly hamper or slow that down. But again, this is a step in the right direction and opening it up. And so we can start to, you know, get back to some whatever the new norm is going to be.
Right. I think it would probably eliminate day trips, at least initially, unless the Canadian government, you know, and they've made decisions fast in the past, unless they decide to remove that testing option, right?
Right. And if they do, then to your point, I mean, that will, you know, ease up, and especially going into the holiday shopping season. You know, I mean, it's a perfect time going into that holiday shopping season. It would be great. Again, we, you know, have the number one shopping destination with fashion outlets is always, from past research, the number one location for shopping in Western New York, Walden Gallery being number two, and then the others follow suit. But, you know, with us having number one, you know, the outlet mall is certainly, you know, clamoring and very excited to welcome back those guests and visitors from Canada and our neighbors with open arms. And even if it's a small trickle right now, it's better than what we've had the last 19 months, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking about the outlet mall, of course. Is that maybe the main business that's seen the hit in the past year and a half?
It has. You know, I give them credit. They've done a phenomenal job in reaching out to the, you know, Western New York audience and reminding our Western New York audience that, you know, people are still, you know, that they're still open, that they're there, there's great stores, et cetera. So the stores have leveled off and done fairly well, surprisingly, during COVID with all the stimulus money, et cetera. So some stores, of course, did better than others. But, you know, I think, again, you know, the outlet mall at times could probably be anywhere to 40 to 70% of their audience is from Canada. And losing that is a major hit for sure, you know, to anyone's bottom line.
Yeah, it's a large piece. Amidst the pandemic, then there's been a worker shortage. How does that figure in?
Well, I think, you know, the worker shortage has, you know, crossed all industries, not just the tourism industry. And it's something that I think everyone is, you know, looking at and trying to figure this all out, because everyone thought it was federal stimulus. But, you know, I think there's been so many factors. We talk about it often. I do with my colleagues around the country. And even on the national boards that I sit on, you know, what an issue this really is. And retail has felt that. And then you have the crisis of goods and the goods that have not arrived into stores. I've seen stores that, you know, have, you know, much less merchandise than they had in previous pre-COVID time. And so that's a difficult thing, is not having even the merchandise available in your stores to sell because it can't arrive into the States. And get distributed. And then, you know, it was even on another program this morning, you know, with truck driver shortage. So it's a snowball effect, unfortunately, that we're all feeling the pinch across all industries, retail being one of them.
All right. Well, we hope it's able to be reversed sooner rather than later, and those restrictions are lifted as much as possible. John, thanks so much. John Percy joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.